Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Sunshine, haven't I heard of you?
You're not a cop, are you?
Johnny Sunshine. Johnny Sunshine, I remember. Yeah, it was Los Angeles in the late 60s. Johnny Sunshine boss Jack. Hey, you were very hot, man.
Yeah.
Something happened there, though. Station fired you for some reason.
Well, I'll tell you something, baby. They all fire you sooner or later.
Yeah, no, but this was something that you, something you did.
Yeah, well, we all do things, right?
That was something that you said.
Yeah. Booger.
What?
I used the word booger on the air.
Right.
Yeah. I was making about 100 grand a year out there. Then one day I said, booger. A bunch of bozos called the station. Next thing I know, I'm in Amarillo hosting a garden show.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of The Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is, radio's greatest source of wind energy, Mike Novak.
So what's wrong with hosting a garden program? I mean,
there's worse things to do in life.
I'm not sure what they are. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Thank you.
I said everybody.
Thank you for everybody. I'm the mom here. I'm the only mom in the building.
She is.
I'm not the only mother, though, but I'm the only mom.
Okay, there we go. That was my line.
That was your gift to me on Mother's Day.
That was my gift to you. No, my gift is letting you get up at 4 a.m. and come into the radio. Well, you probably don't even get up that early.
No.
You just stay up all night.
Maybe. If it's a good night.
that is Mom Heather Fry, and yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, buddy.
Heather. Also in the studio is my buddy, Sean King-Zett from The Care of Trees. Of course, The Care of Trees, a great sponsor on The Mike Novak Show. This morning, we have it's like the last few weeks. I get off the air and I collapse in a heap in the hall,
panting and clutching your chest.
Yeah, there's so much going on, and I'm trying to get everything in, just absolutely everything, doing the best I can. This show is no exception. We're going to start by talking about emerald ash borer, but we're also going to answer tree questions because I have a couple of arborists on board. Sean King-Zett is in the studio. Jim Swack is on the phone, and he will be with us shortly. And they represent the Care of Trees and the Davey Tree Expert Company. And we will do whatever we can because the trees are starting to leaf out. Emerald ash borer is going to get active right about now.
Now's the time.
Yeah. If you're afraid that your tree might be infested, you might want to call in and ask a question. 773-838-9278. Rick DeMaio weather, of course, at the bottom of the hour. then things really get interesting at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Because I'm taking a microphone and I'm going out to the parking lot. Not to see the parking lot farm, which is doing very well. Thank you, Heather.
Because you're hungry for tacos?
You know, maybe I'll just wander over to Zaka Tacos with the microphone. Hey, guys, how you doing? But actually, Tim Magner is going to be here with the Chicago Truck Farm, or Truck Farm Chicago. That's it. Truck Farm Chicago. And he's going to be in the parking lot. And basically, it's a farm that's planted in the back of a pickup truck. And it's biodiesel and green, and he takes it around to schools. And we're going to see what's growing in the back of the truck. So we'll put Heather in the big chair here.
Ooh, that's my other present today. I get to push the button.
Nice. She's in the big chair. While I go out with the microphone in the parking lot. Yes, Heather?
Wait, this means I have the power to turn your mic off.
Absolutely. And I will be listening to the tape later on to see when that happens. Margaret Frisbee, Executive Director, Friends of the Chicago River, will be here.
That's a great organization.
It is a wonderful organization. Yeah. It's Chicago River Week. There's so much going on in regard to the Chicago River that we're not going to have enough time to talk about all of it, but we'll get some of it in. And then Kirsten Aker from Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse. They're having their big organic sale next week, the 14th and 15th at Kilbourne Park. It's a great organization, I love the fact that there's so many different places in the city where you can get introduced to vegetables, and in this case, organically. It's great, and she's going to be on the program in the Sustainable Food Fundamentals segment to talk about their annual plant sale. Before we get to all of that, and again, if you have a question about trees, 773-838-9278, and I'm going to make this really quick here, but it's really, really, really important, because I just found out about this the other day. The General Assembly is now lined up in Springfield, ready to wield the axe in terms of funding for various programs because, you know, the state budget is a mess. We're in debt. Governor Quinn raised taxes earlier in the year just so we could take care of some of that. But now there seems to be a competition to see who can whack the most out of the budget, including, unfortunately, Illinois Extension. And they're talking, last year they cut $7.6 million out of the fiscal year 2011. And you have to understand, behind the scenes, it really wreaked havoc. They've been reorganizing Extension and people have been moving from, they consolidated offices all over the state. Certain counties no longer have their own. Now they got to go to the neighboring county to do this. We, in Cook County, I am an Illinois Master Gardener, which is part of Illinois Extension. Yeah.
Will Master Gardeners survive with this or no?
That's a good question because now they want to cut another $13 million, 13.7, including almost, you know, zero out the Cook County budget. There was a special allocation to Cook County because, well, we have 40% of the people of Illinois in Chicago, and a lot of them are master gardeners, and a lot of community groups get help from Extension. I have a feeling that a lot of people don't understand how important Extension is in the state. So the information is up on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show. And there's a great blog that Beth Botts put up on her blog site, Growing in Chicago. And I link to that, and I link to some other sites. And you can, you know, let me give you an idea of what Extension does. It provides research-based educational programs in the areas of healthy society, food security and safety, environmental stewardship, sustainable and profitable food production and marketing systems, enhancing youth, family and community well-being. Most familiar, of course, are Master Gardeners, as we said, and 4-H. Now, you don't think a lot about 4-H here in the city, but it's really important. In other places in the state. The 4-H program affects nearly 300,000 youth throughout Illinois. Master Gardeners, of course, affect a lot of people, help a lot of people. They receive 11 weeks of training and then provide 60 hours or more of community service. That's every year you have to do the community service just to keep in good standing as a Master Gardener. Statewide, more than 2.5 million Illinois residents take part in Extension programs each year. Extension web pages draw more than 10 million views per month. Are you kidding me? And people in over 200 counties access Extension's web-based information. I've got the names of the senators that are behind the draconian cuts. It's the only way you can call it. Only thing you can call it. Senator Heather Staines out of Chicago, Senator Dan Katowski out of Park Ridge, Senator John M. Sullivan out of Quincy. They're all Democrats. They sponsored a bill called Senate Bill 2408. You got to call your legislators, not just them, but call your senators especially, and say, Illinois Extension is important. Do it. Do it tomorrow, because this is all going to happen in about the next week and a half. And if things get cut like this, wow. It's just going to decimate Extension. And I want to say more, and I hope to talk more about it next week, but I've got Sean in the studio, and I want to talk to you and say welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
And let's go to Jim Swack on line one. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good. And it's a beautiful day finally in Chicago, so that's great. Let's do a quick overview of EAB. Emerald Ash Borer, folks might know about it. They might not. I mean, it's hard to imagine that folks don't know about Emerald Ash Borer in Illinois, but it is in the state. Chances are,
it's in several states. It's not just it actually originated in Michigan,
right? Which is ground zero, and then it's radiated out. Now yeah. Chicago is actually a hot spot. If you look at the maps, how many trees? All right, let me ask. How many trees do you think we are going to lose in Illinois? In the millions, I would think, right?
Oh, yeah. I think they've lost 80 million, they guesstimate, so far. 40 million in Michigan, 80 million overall so far. Mm-hmm. Is that about right, Jim?
That's a very good estimate. The Emerald Ash Borer is in 15 states now, and their estimates are between 50 and 100 million trees lost already. And it's fair to say that it's probably the most significant urban forest threat that Sean and I have at least seen in our careers. And it may be one of those once-a-generation type of problems. So it's a real deal.
Well, one of the things Sean and I were talking about before we went on the air was also gypsy moth. How does Emerald Ash Borer compare to gypsy moth in terms of damage and ability to control it?
I think Emerald Ash Borer is much more fatal. Trees can survive gypsy moth attack. Just because a tree gets gypsy moth doesn't mean that it'll necessarily die. I don't think that's the case with Emerald Ash Borer. I think left unchecked, I think Emerald Ash Borer will eventually finish the tree off.
That's true. And you know, the other thing for me is, Mike, to your point, I think of the big difference between gypsy moth and the Emerald Ash Borer. What jumps to my mind is the Emerald Ash Borer is just such a highly personal problem, an urban problem for our trees. Not to say gypsy moth doesn't invade and encroach in urban areas, but we're just hearing so much attention about the fact that we are so stocked with ash trees in many of our communities, and the potential effect on the canopy cover is so striking with the Emerald Ash Borer because it does kill pretty completely.
Go ahead.
About 10 to 40% of most municipalities have ash trees as their parkway tree.
And the irony, of course, and I wrote on my this week's show, it's not really an irony. It's just us refusing to learn the lesson of history. A lot of the ash trees went up in replacement to the American elm.
American elm.
And we lost the American elm to Dutch elm disease, and we didn't learn our lesson, which is don't plant monocultures. Don't put the same tree over and over and over and over again. We didn't learn that lesson.
We learned it a little bit, right? I mean, the elm cover was probably 60, 70, 80% of the canopy cover. I mean, we have five trees instead of one tree now.
Yeah. That's Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees. Jim Swack from the Davy Tree Expert Company is on the phone. We're talking about Emerald Ash Borer, and we're also taking your tree questions. We've got a couple online already, 773-838-9278. Before we go to a break here, let's go right now to Bruce in Downers Grove. Bruce, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
I do have a question regarding a tree that I have in my backyard. It is an American elm. It's about 40 years old. It's demonstrated no sign of any Dutch elm disease or anything whatsoever. However, I had a fence replaced that ran alongside the tree, and the company that replaced the tree cut into the fence.
Nice.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. but I guess it made it simpler for them. I had an arborist come out. I went to Morton Arboretum, and they recommended three arborists that in my local area here in Downers Grove that I might contact, one of which was Care of Trees, by the way. And I had the arborist come out. Now, he said the cut isn't so bad that it could kill the tree nor threaten it. However, he recommended having the tree treated for Dutch elm preventiveness, the beetle making a start in it. What would be a good way to treat that tree?
Well, for your specific problem, for Dutch elm disease, there are preventative fungicide treatments that are effective to prevent Dutch elm disease.
Uh-huh.
Either there's one product called ArborTech, there's another one called Dutch Trig. They both, and actually very similar to Emerald Ash Borer, the key to saving trees is to know all the tools that are available, evaluate that situation, and figure out what's the best solution for your situation. And based off of the fact that your elm is stressed due to the construction, the bark beetle that carries Dutch elm disease from one elm to the other is attracted to stressed trees. So even though your tree's been very fortunate to survive thus far, it is a good idea to have that preventatively treated this year.
Jim, would you care to weigh in on that?
Absolutely, yeah. I totally agree with what Sean is saying. I would also ask, to take a close look and ask how much do you value that tree on the property? You know, as Sean indicated, it's escaped Dutch elm disease to this point. I'm actually up in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We still have several hundred thousand American elms left here, and it is something that you can protect an individual tree from Dutch elm disease. It's not to say that that's the only thing that will kill an elm tree. So, you have to kind of take that holistic approach. How valuable is that tree to your property? What will your property look like if that tree were not there? And, start to think in terms of this extra stress on the tree. Maybe this is the time that I want to take some proactive measures and try to add a layer of protection to that tree. It's a very
which is exactly
tree,
what the arborist said. We are going to go ahead and have the tree treated. I was just kind of curious what the different options are that that he might use and what is considered quality.
Yeah, and you did the right thing, which is you got three opinions on it, and I'm happy when homeowners get one. You know, one expert out there. You've had three.
And certified arbor. So you've gone to your, you've done your due diligence to try to protect your tree for certain.
So I hope it hangs on there, Bruce.
I do, too. It's a beautiful tree. It gives us great shade. We love it every year. And a fortunate, up until now, there's been no indication of any problem. So let's hope.
Keep your fingers crossed. All right, thanks for
calling,
Bruce.
Take care, Bruce. Good luck.
Bye-bye. We just got what was the tweet, Heather, that we got in there? Zan wrote, are all those trees lost because we cut them down or because the insect killed them? Any benefit to leaving trees so resistance develops?
Yes and no. There is the thought that if you cut a tree down, you can guarantee it's dead. Chainsaw will always kill a tree. At some point, there will be ashes that are more resistant than others.
What about American elm?
Same story. Actually, there's an elm, an American elm that's out for sale now called Valley Forge.
Mm-hmm.
It was developed by the National Arboretum. It was one of the ones out east. They basically injected 35,000 American elms with Dutch elm disease, and one survived. And
so
that's
the
one they're using.
That's the one they're going to propagate.
That's the one they're using to propagate. It's called Valley Forge. It's straight American. A lot of the elms that they sell are hybrid elms.
Yeah.
They're Asian species mixed together. But Valley
Forge. The
Morton
Arboretum developed one of those.
Accolade.
Yeah,
Accolade is a very high quality hybrid elm. The Valley Forge is a very high quality, supposedly disease resistant American elm.
So someday we may have American elms back.
Yeah, actually, I've planted
our streets.
Some. They're actually, it took it a while to get to the Chicago marketplace, but Valley Forge is now available in the marketplace.
That's really cool. All right, that's Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees on the line. We have Jim Swack from the Davy Tree Expert Company. We'll get back to your questions and more discussion about emerald ash borer in just a second. Now, happy Mother's Day, all you moms out there. And if you're the child of a mom, as many of us are, and you forgot to pick up a gift, don't panic. Just walk in the door and say, I got you a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. Then immediately go online and order one. The May-June issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine is out, and it's the most jam-packed issue of the year. Among the things that will keep mom happy all year long is the Q&A column by Adele Klein that answers all of your tough gardening questions. And no matter where she lives in the Chicago area, one of the regional reports will keep her up to date with what's happening in southwestern Michigan, northwest Indiana, the south suburbs, the Rockford area, the far west suburbs, and southern Wisconsin. Then there's my column on the Inside Back page. It keeps you up to date on what's going on in my twisted little brain. You can purchase Chicagoland Gardening Magazine on newsstands all over Chicago, but like I said, get mom a subscription. 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600. Or go to ChicagolandGardening.com.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D, Plant Skid.
It's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Wally says that if you're buying tomatoes now, and a lot of people want to plant their tomatoes now, and that's a little dangerous, he says transplant them into 1 gallon containers. Cut the top off a plastic milk bottle and punch plenty of holes in the bottom for drainage, or use a clean 1 gallon nursery pot. Put a couple of cups of Dr. Earth organic potting soil in the bottom of the container, along with a quarter cup of Dr. Earth organic 5 tomato, vegetable, and herb fertilizer. Remove the lowest branches from the tomato with a razor blade knife. Make sure it's sharp. Leave the top canopy of branches on and place the roots of the plant right on top of the fertilizer because it's very gentle. This is not going to burn roots. Finish filling the container with the organic potting soil, and the idea of taking the leaves off the bottom of the stalk is that roots will come out of there, where the nodes were or are, and you firm the soil in place around the plant and water well. Use dechlorinated or rainwater when possible. Keep your transplanted tomatoes out in the full sun during the day. Move them indoors if the temps drop below 45 degrees at night or if there's a damaging storm. When the soil temperature hits 70 degrees, that's sort of the kickoff, it's time to plant them in your garden. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. And you can go to Wally, talk to him there, and he'll give you all these great tips. Pesci's, 3 generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality. Welcome to Breakfast Gardening with the Beatles.
I like ye. Now there's a show.
You know, that's a nice hybrid show there.
I kind of like that.
Beatles and gardening.
Beatles
holistic gardening and rock and roll. Me likey.
Okay, we are here in the studio with Sean Kingzett from The Care of Trees on the Lime. Jim Swack from the Davy Tree Expert Company. We're talking about emerald ash borer, and I got a call. Linda, hang on just 1 second, because she's got a pine scale question. I want to get back to emerald ash borer, because I think the important thing right now about your ash trees and treating EAB, I understood, and I could be wrong, that at one point a lot of people thought it was not economically feasible to treat trees, and that they were going to try to, you know, if it was in the area, the best bet was going to be take down the tree or wait till it declines or something. But it seems like there are more and more treatments becoming available that are effective. Sean?
Oh, certainly. There's something called imidacloprid. It's a soil, something you can put in the soil, an insecticide that you can put in the soil that's very effective against it. University of Michigan and Michigan State University are suggesting triage insecticide. And actually, Jim's much better with the chemical names. I'm more of a trade guy. And then there's another one called Safari that you treat on the trunk. And some of these can be injected in the soil, and some of them are injected into the tree. And they all have varied success and varied expenses to them. But kind of like Bruce, where you have a high-quality tree that's in good condition, there's going to be trees that are worth saving. There are going to be trees that are worth saving.
All right, Jim, I'll ask you, how do you know, and I want to get back to the imidacloprid and other chemicals in just a second, but Jim, how do you know if a tree should start getting treatment? Do you do it as a matter of course if emerald ash borer is in the neighborhood at all?
That's a great question. It's actually been a subject of conversation around the country. It's sort of the million-dollar question. When would I or should I start to protect my tree? There's been a different sort of groups of thought out there on that subject. Generally, what you're going to hear from the folks in extension or the academics, the university systems and researchers like those, when the emerald ash borer is in your county or when it's within 15 or 20 miles, then you're starting to see pressure where your tree could see the emerald ash borer that season. And those are some rough guidelines. I'm also a kind of a person who would say, you know, you really need to take a look at the tree on your property and determine, is it worthwhile to you? Is it shading the southwest side of your house and giving you all those benefits all season long? You know, how replaceable is that tree on your property? And so I think you have to weave in some of your personal choices in there as well.
I think the point, though, is that it has to be preventative. If you wait for your tree to have emerald ash borer or the signs that you can tell that it has emerald ash borer, it's probably too late.
And that's a great point. It's sort of like, you know, we're supposed to go to the doctor regularly or go to the dentist regularly. Preventive checkups and maintenance and things like that generally works very, very well and much better than waiting until you have a problem. That's definitely the case here as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's Chicago, by all accounts this year, Chicagoland, is in the crosshairs for the emerald ash borer.
Well, I was going to say, Jim, I was going to say, you're talking 20 miles. I would think that in Chicago, every place is within 20 miles of emerald ash borer right now.
Three years ago, I was not suggesting my clients that they treat their trees. If they weren't, I kind of knew where a lot of the outbreaks in the city were happening. And 4 years ago, I was not suggesting they treat. Now it's everywhere. Now, if you have an ash tree, if you can hear this show, then you need to. No, I mean, if you're in Chicagoland, if you're in Cook County, if you're in DuPage County.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You need to, and you value your ash tree, you need to start to consider to treat it.
That is Sean Kingzett from the Care of Trees, and Jim Swack from the Davey Tree Expert Company is on the line. My next question, of course, would be, is it prohibitively expensive to do this?
Not prohibitively.
But there is a cost.
There is a cost, and actually that can kind of help determine which treatment might be the best one for you. There is the material called triage is trunk injected, and it takes a little bit of time for this material to be taken up, and the material itself is relatively expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So with triage, that's one high-quality, valuable tree. With the merit, because of how we apply it, we can do it much faster. So if you had 50 trees you needed to treat, it can be cost-effective at that point to do the merit.
All right. Now
the imidacloprid.
The imidacloprid, and that takes me to the question I have to ask. Jim, since you're the chemical guy, imidacloprid has been implicated in bee loss. And, I'm interested in your take on this because apparently in Europe, there was a lawsuit in France over imidacloprid and was settled by Bayer. And I'm wondering what is your feeling about that and the use of imidacloprid in protecting ash trees?
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. That's also been sort of a hot button question in our industry. You know, the use of any type of insecticide or pesticide, has to be done carefully. We want to have and sort of endorse the judicious use of all these types of things. Fortunately, ash trees are pollinated by wind. They're not pollinated by bees, and so that helps us. And the applications we make when you follow all of the label prescriptions, making applications right at the base of the tree, it's highly targeted. We're only putting that material into a single tree, so to speak. So We factor all of those things in, Mike. We certainly don't want to use any more material than we need to get the job done. And, you know, we're we're really needing to weigh some of the ecological benefits that the trees provide against some of the potential risks of using insecticides. And so it's always, you're sort of sitting on the fence trying to be very careful balancing between the benefits that we gain by having the tree in terms of carbon sequestration, stormwater runoff mitigation, and other things, shade, heating and cooling benefits, you know, and we're weighing that against the other, the risks of having to use materials in order to get the job done.
And Sean is the guy, and I don't mean to bust you here, Sean, but you and I had a conversation once, and you said something that Jim just alluded to, which is, you know, an ash tree might not be the most valuable tree on your property, that they're not always the best specimens. They don't always have the greatest form, and it might be not worth it for you to protect it.
It might not, and that's where an arborist can help you go through that process of, okay, where is this tree, what does it mean to you, and what are your options?
All right, let's take one more quick question, and we'll go to Linda in Palatine. You're on the Mike Novak Show. I got to ask you a quick question, Linda. Are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're going to get a gift.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day, Linda.
A Mother's Day gift. Here's your choice. Either a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine,
mm-hmm,
or the book Grocery Gardening, Planting, Preparing, and Preserving Fresh Food by Jean Ann Van Crevelen. She was on the show last year.
Right. No, I would like the subscription to the magazine.
Okay, you got it.
Sounds great. Thank you so very much.
Sure. What's your question?
And thanks for answering my question today. We have some Yugo pines that have pine scale, and I've tried to treat them with 7. Doesn't seem to be working. The needles are white. I don't know if they're lost already because they're white and the damage is done, or if there's something I can apply or put it into the root system. What do you recommend for pine scale, or pine needle scale, I guess that's what it's called?
Who wants
Jim, you want to tackle that one?
Sean, I'll give you the first crack at it. And then
all right, you'll follow up and cover my backside, pick up the pieces.
Hey, you know, I will say one thing, Linda. It's always difficult doing diagnosis on the radio.
Pine needle scale, it can affect the health of the tree, and it's pretty common on Mugos. The key with most scale pests is timing. There are certain stages of its life cycle when it's vulnerable, and there are certain stages when it's not. Mm. So sometimes it's not so much the material you use, what chemical you're using, but the timing of when you're applying it.
Okay.
And the timing is right about now. I think it's coming up in the next couple of weeks or so.
Okay.
In terms of whether 7 is labeled for pine needle scale, I haven't looked at we don't use a lot of 7 anymore.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar of whether that's labeled for it.
Hmm. It did have it on the internet is where I looked, and it suggested possibly 7. So that's what I went out and bought the easiest.
Sure.
But it didn't.
Linda, you there?
I did this last year, and it still has the white needles. It looks like it's getting progressively worse.
I would suggest calling an arborist, calling a certified arborist.
Certified arborist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's explain the story about when you call certified arborist. I think a lot of people are afraid that it's going to cost them a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
to bring out a certified,
mm-hmm,
arborist.
I wondered about that.
No. Certified arborist is sanctioned by a group or an organization called the International Society of Arboriculture. These folks have taken a test. They have a certain amount of field experience. They've taken a test and passed it. And professional companies, professional tree care companies, will have certified arborists on their staff. And, you know, you call somebody like the Care of Trees or Davy Tree Experts up, and they will send their certified arborists to look at your Mugo pine and then potentially give you recommendations on how to deal with that problem. And we have the expertise and the materials. And
the question is, do they charge just to look or only if
it depends on the company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, we are not usually, especially if you're referred by the show, you know, say I was listening to Mike Novak's show and there would be no, you know, no.
There you go. That's what I would
do,
Linda.
I'm going to do that.
They call him and say, I heard Sean King Zed on the Mike Novak show, and he said there wouldn't be a charge.
Just put it on my bill.
Sounds good. Well, I thank you for trying and advising me. I'm going to follow your suggestions and hopefully not lose our Mugos.
I hope it holds up. Thank you for calling, Linda.
Thank you very much. I really enjoy the show.
I appreciate it. Wait a second. I got to put you on hold. I almost hung up on you because we're going to get your information and send you a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Take care, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Jim, is there anything you wanted to add to that by any chance?
I just wanted to say that scale insects in general are kind of a tough category of pest for us to work with. There is some newer technology in the way of insecticides that are kind of targeted just for those. So we have some sort of more emerging technologies to work on some of those tougher pests.
And they're like biological control agents, too.
Yeah, and that's before I let you both go, your biological controls are one of the things being used to attack emerald ash borer now, right?
Yeah. Yep. I think it's Michigan State's developing. They went to China and found parasitoid wasps that attack different stages of the emerald ash borer's life cycle. They're putting them online, I think, this year and last year a little bit.
And is there any indication that this is being effective?
You know, on a broad scale, not yet. In the petri dish and sort of in the lab, I think there's some good looking evidence that these things can help and be useful. Obviously they're figuring it out and working it up right now, and then you take that out to the field and try to save, you know, potentially millions of trees. No one's really ever tried it that way yet before. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, you know, we're paying close attention to that because it's a really interesting body of work.
So if you're growing your emerald or your ash in a petri dish, you are fine. You are all set right now. I'm sorry.
The tiny bonsai petri dish
yeah,
ash.
Right. Okay, Jim Swack from the Davy Tree Expert Company. Thank you so much. I hope we talk again soon.
Sounds good. You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
And Sean Kingsett, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah.
I'm glad you schlepped your way down here to you're going to go get Zaca Tacos? No, you're a Paco's Tacos guy.
I'm a Paco's Tacos, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You figure you're getting a little breakfast over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks,
deer and rabbits can destroy a season of work in just one night, so protect your prized vegetables and flowers with Bonide's all-natural go-away deer and rabbit repellent. That's what it's called, Go Away. And you can save your vegetable gardens, flower gardens, shrubs, and trees. Go Away liquid is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations and can be applied directly to plants you want to protect, keeping animals from eating them up to 45 days. Go Away liquid can be applied directly to vegetables and fruit for protection up to the day of harvest. And Go Away granules can be used around all gardens to protect against marauding animal pests, and it's effective for up to 2 months. Look for Go Away deer and rabbit products at Pesquazi Home and Gardens in Lake Bluff, also Pesquazi Home and Gardens in Barrington, Illinois, and Busy Bee Nursery in Glenwood, Illinois. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low-nitrogen, slow-release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
Hey, everybody, you're running out of time. No, I'm not talking about getting your plants in the ground. I'm talking about signing up for my cruise next winter from February 25th to March 3rd, 2012. I'll be on the Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sun, visiting the Caribbean destinations of Nassau, St. Thomas, San Juan, Great Stirrup Cay, and more. We will be exploring spectacular Zone 11 gardens on some of the most iconic tropical islands on the Northern Hemisphere, where they never have snow or frost in May. I will be your genial host for this excursion, and I'll share my insights about Midwest gardening along the way. You can sign up several ways. Go to my website, mikenovak.net, and click on the picture of the Norwegian Sun, or call CruiseWorks at 800-876-6664. Or you can log on to cruise-works.com, or just write to me, mike@mikenovak.net, and I'll send you the information you need. You don't want to miss out on this, so sign on today. We will get to Mr. DeMaio here in just a second, but it's spring planting time, and SIDS is extending their it's their sale. They're extending their sale on seed geraniums. It's an annual favorite that's sure to give bright color all summer long. Through May 14th, save big on seed geraniums in a 3.5-inch pot. Three for just $5. That's a great deal. SIDS also has two smoking deals to excite your landscape. They have three varieties of Japanese maples, just $39 for the number two pot size, and 36-inch emerald green arborvitae, not to be confused with emerald ash borer. Emerald green arborvitae are five for $90. To garden in style, check out SIDS' new Laura Ashley Gardens line. This week, they're featuring stylish garden boots. See, it's a mom's day kind of thing. I think we got here. They got the stylish. You get your.
I want the boots that match the gloves.
And garden
and
tool sets.
And then I want
sets.
The garden tool sets that have the corresponding handle colors.
Well, each are $10 off with the in-store savings coupon. SIDS, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, nursery, and florist are located in Palos Hills and Southwest Highway, in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard. SIDS can help make your beautiful garden come alive. And remember, the early bird gets the deal every Saturday, now through June 18th at SIDS. Just arrive between 7 a.m. and 8:45 a.m. and save $10 off your purchase of $30 or more with the coupon you'll get from SIDS Early Bird Greeter.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Welcome back to Breakfast Gardening with the Beatles. You got all those great songs there.
The Beatles wrote quite a few about mom,
about
dear old mom, didn't they?
They loved their moms, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. Well, I think John and Paul lost their moms at a very young age.
Uh-huh.
So that was something that I'm a huge Beatles fan, if people out there didn't know. And
no, you're kidding
me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't talk about it much on the show.
No.
Just
no.
To you.
Yeah, yeah. No, she doesn't talk about it at all, does she, Rick?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. We've established that, and this is what we say. Well, it's Mother's Day. We got to give Heather her props here.
Thanks, guys.
Right. Yeah. And Mike, I just want to let you know that whatever I did last spring, last fall over the winter, and this early spring, the dandelions in my yard look fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's amazing how they just come up every year in the same place. And I don't have to do anything to them. Isn't that amazing?
Well, actually, if you want to get rid of them, you do. But not to see them flower. No, you don't have to do anything.
I got a dandelion bouquet for the first one of the season the other day from my son and my nephew.
Really?
The big dandelion bouquet went right in the water, right in the kitchen. I'm like, pick all the little yellow fuzzy ones you want. Don't touch the real flowers. Pick those.
Well, those are
mommy's favorite. Bring me all of those.
Heather, you know it's a real dandelion bouquet when you have little creepy crawlies crawling out of the bottom of about an hour later, right?
Oh, well, yeah, that happens. It gets in the water, but usually we're okay. It's just that they wilt so fast, and they get all funky on the counter really quick.
Yeah.
And then you have to throw them out where the kids can't see because you don't want to hurt their feelings that you just threw away the boot. Like, 12 hours later, like, oh, it was just so beautiful. I'll keep it forever. Toss.
That's why Mother Nature provided us with 18 billion dandelions.
Exactly.
You just go out every hour and pick new ones, right?
I think so.
It keeps the kids busy.
That's right. Go. Well, actually, it's not such a bad thing. If you got them in your lawn, tell the kids, go out and pick them before they go to sea.
It all works. So Mike, this is the abridged version of Rick DeMille's weather on Sunday for Mother's Day, right?
Why? Do you need to go to breakfast?
I'm on my way with the family up to a Country Squire Inn up in Grays Lake. Have you ever been up there?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful place. They have really nice gardens, and I definitely suggest you take a trip. It's right on 176 off of 94. Really pretty outdoor landscape. They have a lot of those. They have a lot of weddings up there. Then you go up there, you see all these cheesy photographs of people standing in front of these, makeshift little, what do you call those things? The trellis. And with all the flowers and stuff, and they go, now you can have this for only $15.95, framed $49.95. You got to get the picture, right?
Yeah.
In both ways, framed and unframed. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Well, and you're on your way to have a nice breakfast, so I won't hold you very long, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we had tornadoes 1 week followed by intense flooding the next. It's like it never ends, but we've been spared in Chicago all of it. We have a little bit of water here. Yeah.
A little bit of water, and you know, the amazing thing about it is I think people need to I think people need to realize that you don't just get flooding because you get a lot of rain. You get flooding because you also have very, very little evaporation.
Yeah.
You know, we had the cloudiest April ever in Chicago's history, and even with only the 5.5 to 6 inches of rain that we received, the ground is very moist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why I think the lawns look so green right now. There's 18 billion dandelions that we just mentioned. And the trees, as you know, Mike, the trees are about a week behind schedule, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they're slow. It feels like they're slow, and but it's also been cool. So you know, when you get trees like magnolias, which are beautiful blooms,
right?
Because it's been cool, they've been holding on to the blooms. They're not all just dropping. Whoa.
That's okay. That's a 9 and a 12-year-old in the back seat. That's okay.
Okay.
That's pretty good for a 9 and a 12-year-old. Bravo, sir.
I hope you. hope you have a hands-free device there, pal. That's.
Oh yeah, hands-free device. You could do the proverbial walk behind your back. Right? But you know what, Mike? It's amazing. People say, "Oh my God, the tulips look great this year. Isn't this like perfect weather for tulips?"
Yeah, it's the spring bulbs are having a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And
but getting back to the rain, because you were talking about that, about 6 inches of rain in parts of Northern Illinois. But you saw some of that information I sent you yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Some places, I know, southern Illinois, western Kentucky, anywhere between 12 and as much as 20 inches of rain in some areas, which is, you know, record April by all accounts.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, as the confluence of the Wabash, the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Missouri River, all just to the south of Cairo, Illinois, down into Memphis, record flooding not only this week, but probably for the next 3 or 4 weeks on top of that.
Unbelievable. It's going to take a long time to subside, and you keep hearing the reports it's just going to make its way. Somebody was saying, maybe by the end of May it'll work its way down to the Gulf of Mexico, and you just think those poor people are going to have to deal with this for so long.
Yeah, the good thing about once you get further south, it's what they call it, the Big Muddy down there.
Yeah.
Your Mississippi River Delta is much wider, where around the Memphis area, it's a lot hillier, so the river has to go through a much narrower area. That's one of the reasons why you have so much flooding.
Yeah.
But short-term for us, this may be the sunniest day we're going to have around here in the next 5 days. And that's good because, Heather, I know you want sunshine on Mother's Day, am I right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, this is the only time of the year where you want the weather to be perfect, and it is. So temperatures today, mid to upper 50s lakefront, low to mid 60s inland, and then, Mike, the winds actually turn around to the south. Later on tonight, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and by now it looks like even Thursday, highs generally in the upper 60s, low 70s tomorrow, and probably mid to upper 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. A lot of humidity in the atmosphere. We could see as much as 2 inches of rain between now and Wednesday. And even though it looks like it turns a little bit cooler by the end of the week, nothing in the way of any of the cold air that we had over us yesterday afternoon, when all of a sudden about 5 in the afternoon, you stepped outside and you were like, what the heck happened?
Yeah.
It was 47 degrees with a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. So I don't think we're going to see something like that coming at us anytime soon, Mike.
That's good. All right. I'm going to let you go to Mother's Day breakfast. Enjoy yourself. We will talk next week, Mr. DeMaio.
Okay. And, Mike, happy Mother's Day to all out there. And hopefully that we've done everything we possibly could do to make our mothers feel like they are number one, not only today, but all the other 364 days of the year.
And the way you can do that is keep your hands at 10 and 2, baby.
There you go. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, great. Thanks. Oh, we love vegetables here at the Mike Novak Show, and we like to believe they like us back. They might be just, you know, kidding us. But you know what else veggies like? Dr. Earth's homegrown probiotic vegetable garden planting mix. It's rich in earthworm castings, kelp meal, and fish bone meal, and ideal for organic gardens. Use it with the perfect companion fertilizer, Dr. Earth's probiotic tomato vegetable herb fertilizer. Number five, Dr. Your Earth with Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden. 35 million satisfied customers can't be wrong. Visit drearth.com to find a dealer near you.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
Before Richard M. Daley became mayor of the city of Chicago, who would have imagined that the Windy City would become a national model for green innovation? From attracting a variety of renewable energy companies to recognizing that protection of the Chicago River can boost business to creating a host of cutting-edge environmental programs, Mayor Daley has been a green leader. WRD Environmental is proud to have helped turn the mayor's vision into reality. WRD has been a partner, steward, and manager of the Chicago Conservation Corps, the Calumet Initiative, Green Corps Chicago, the Chicago Center for Green Technology, the Household Chemicals and Computer Recycling Facility, the Green Bungalow Initiative, Chicago's Rain Barrel and Composter Programs, and North Park Village Nature Center. WRD congratulates Mayor Daley for his accomplishments in the greening of Chicago and is honored to have had the opportunity to work with him and help his team help make them happen. WRD Environmental, where the built and natural environments meet. On the web at WRDEnvironmental.com.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Tired of spending a lot of time watering your plants to keep them looking their best? Have you heard about Soil Moist? Help your plants survive the stressful heat of the summer with Soil Moist. Mixing Soil Moist's water-absorbing crystals in the soil as you plant can reduce watering frequency by 50%, and that's good for the planet. Soil Moist granules hold over 200 times their weight in water and release it back to the plant as it needs it. Soil Moist is ideal for patio planters and hanging baskets that dry out quickly. Safe and garden-friendly, Soil Moist can be used indoors and out for all of your planting needs. Vegetable gardens, too. The secret of professional growers, Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available in granules, self-watering mats, and plant packs, and is available at leading garden centers. Soil Moist is now available with mycorrhizae. It increases plant growth and establishment with fewer plant waterings.
The decision to flee came suddenly. Or maybe not. Maybe I'd planned it all along.
What is this?
Subconsciously waiting for the right moment.
I forgot that's where I got the song
the
from.
Factor,
that's how old
I think,
the... I'd pot this down a little bit. Pot this down.
Okay.
That's from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Johnny Depp.
Oh.
I obviously took the song from the soundtrack where he plays Hunter Thompson.
Yeah.
And I'm just not 100% sure
He might drop an F-bomb or something.
He might drop something.
So this
but I think
is
if you turned it up a little
me.
Bit now, wait. What?
No, he's still talking.
No.
Now.
Oh.
You're scaring
I forgot
me here.
That was on there, though. My apologies.
Want some whiskey and you
I told you not to go.
Three Dog Night, maybe one of the most underrated bands ever.
I like Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Don't turn on lights because I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me not to listen to the Mike Novak Show.
No,
on
she
Sunday
wants you listening to this one.
That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Oh, you've all been there and you know it. I should have listened to my mother.
Yeah. It's like that Geico commercial where you could have joined that hippie commune
right,
in Montana.
Exactly. Maybe your mother was wrong.
Maybe
not.
Dear. Oh, you know, one thing we should say is, and I just got an email from Mark, who didn't get his gift certificate. Hey, Mark, we're working on it.
Yeah.
But it also raised another issue that we had some problems with some of the subscriptions going out to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine.
Yes, sir, we did.
We are on it.
Yes, we are. So if you've gotten a subscription gift from us in the last 6 to 8 months and have not received it yet, we've only recently discovered this, and that will all be remedied in the coming months. You will all get started, and I believe it'll be the June issue.
I'm going to be so busted. You know, I got the Illinois Commerce Commission is going to come down on me, and Better Business Bureau.
It wasn't you, and it wasn't me.
Okay.
It was a kink in the chain further down the road, and
I
got apologized to profusely.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, it's getting warm out there, and your plants are probably growing great, so get out the Bobex. Save your plants. The herbivores are coming. The herbivores are coming. One if by land, two if by sea. Those deer, rabbits, squirrels, and more are going to nibble down what little growth you have if you don't protect it. So pick up some environmentally friendly Bobex. Greg Exidy Bob Exidy founded Bobex 20 years ago. Greg is still working there, and the company has been successful at keeping animals at bay, and it's going strong. All Bobex products are harmless to wildlife, including aquatic species. They contain no petrochemical or synthetic components, and Bobex doesn't wash off in the rain or from irrigation. It's an anti-desiccant, too, which means it can help your plants keep from losing moisture in the heat of the summer. Don't look for Bobex products in a box store. Look for them in a Bobex store, meaning your local independent garden center. You can find Bobex at Alsip Home and Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois, Gardens for People in Geneva, Illinois, Anton's Greenhouse in Highland Park, Illinois. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bobex. Next hour, it's going to be an interesting experiment. I'm going to take the microphone, go out to the parking lot. I put the Heather in the big chair here, and we will be talking to Tim Magner with Truck Farm Chicago. Also, later on, Margaret Frisbee, Friends of the Chicago River, and then Kirsten Aker from the Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse. And we will be talking about their plant sale. Lots coming up. You're always welcome to give us a call, 773-838-9278. Tweet us, Facebook us. We're all over the internets here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And happy mom. Heather, she's barely alive. We'll be right back.
What a drag it is getting old.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Our business is people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
And we're in the beautiful Showcase studio. We're doing a little video here. You can get Heather a shot. We're going to walk outside and go visit Mr. Tim Magner with the truck farm. Get that camera out of my face. All right. I'm walking down the halls of Chicago's Progressive Talk and out to the, come on, Ernest, keep up with this. And we go outside. And by the way, let's take a shot real quick here since we're on the air. And a lot of you don't know, if you're listening on the radio, obviously you can't see this, but we'll post this video later. But here's the parking lot farm and some of the vegetables we've been growing for the last few weeks. Now let's go this way, Ernest. And we're going to be in the bright sun in a second. That camera's going to go, wow.
100% sun.
100% sun out here.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Great. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Great day for growing food.
It is. It's a fabulous day for growing food. And here we are. This is the Truck Farm Chicago, which is a cooperative venture between, Green Sugar Press?
And Seven Generations Ahead.
And Seven Generations Ahead. What gave you the idea to do this? It seems like somebody would have done this before, but here you are.
know some guys in New York did it last year. They're the filmmakers, the guys from King Korn, Kurt and Ian. And so they did it last spring. They threw dirt in the back of their grandfather's pickup truck, ran it around to a few different schools and said, this is a great idea. So we got an email back in the beginning of January and we said, you know what, we'll be part of the fleet. So we're kind of running independent of them, but working in conjunction with them as well.
Well, I love all the stuff you have in the truck. Ernest, see if we can get a shot here. We got a shoe.
Yeah.
What?
Shoe with a little spinach. Tiny shoe. Baby shoe.
Now, what's growing in the shoe?
Just a little spinach.
Oh, that is spinach.
Yeah.
Okay, and it looks like, is that a chard?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we've got chard.
Woo,
there.
Swiss chard. Woo, woo. All right. Point out everything you got here.
So if we go up towards the bed, we've got the broccoli corner.
The broccoli corner.
I'm a big fan of broccoli, and you can see right here, even like they've done well, and we've even got some flowers growing here. So.
And folks, you got to understand, this is literally dirt in the back of a pickup truck. Now, how do you keep it all from shaking and disturbing the plants?
Well, what's nice is under the scenes here, you see we've got a divider in here. So Chicago Specialty Gardens designed the bed for us where it's actually, so we've got drainage in here. So it's kind of like container gardening is what we're doing. So it's not maybe quite as perfect as what would happen at a regular urban farm that doesn't drive down the middle of the street.
Yeah, exactly.
But these are hardy spring vegetables, so we've got you've got the broccoli here that's doing great. The chives, we might give some of these to you. They're looking so-so. The kale's awesome. We've got a bunch of onions right there, and we've been eating the onions. We've got the broccoli, the strawberry patch in the middle of the farm.
There's a strawberry patch over there.
Yeah.
Get a shot of that.
And we've got, towards the back, we've got some spinach that are ready to go. We've got some romaine lettuce, just like you've got. We've got eggplant. You saw the Swiss chard. Our radishes aren't doing so hot. We've got
Where are your radishes here?
Right here. So they're baby radishes. And some of the stuff we got, and what's crazy is you've got around the show in a little bit. Kirsten at Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse, right? They've got their sale next week. She's going to be on the show in a little bit.
Yeah.
She's been real helpful. So I've been out there before, and she said, you know what, if you come out with Truck Farm, I'll give you some of the veggies.
So we got
some of these from her. We got some of the stuff from City Farm. So this is compost. We're growing in 100% compost from City Farm, right? So Ken Dunn's crew. And the idea is to use this as a prop, like a piece of art to engage kids in conversations about food.
Right.
So we're going around, running around to school and talking with kids about, hey, where does food come from? How does it grow? Why does it matter what we eat? Right? So we'll do the programming with folks like our partner Seven Generations Ahead with a Fresh from the Farm curriculum. We've got Chicago Park District.
Let's turn around for the camera. There we go.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've got a face for radio.
Yeah, that's why. Listen, most people listening right now are hearing this on the radio.
Exactly.
And not seeing the video, but I got Ernest taking the video for us.
And you've got your shades on, and I've got my shades on because we're 100% sun.
Look at this. It's a beautiful day. This is kind of day to grow. Now, what do you – you said it's a prop, but it's really more than a prop.
Well, you know, before I forget, I just want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. I'm gonna see her later today.
Okay.
She's a master gardener. She's been a gardener forever, right? We grew up growing food in the back of our –
And let me put another reminder out for people who are interested in protecting the Master Gardener Program through Illinois Extension to go to my website and take a look at what's at stake and contact your local representative and senator and say, hey – don't gut it. Don't gut the program.
Right. And they're helping us out, actually. So we've got some of their volunteers. Like yesterday, Jen Valles, who is a master gardener, part of the Illinois Extension program. She's also run Chicago Park District, the Children's Organic Gardening. Mm-hmm. So she's coming with us, people like her, when we do different programming at the schools. Right. Mm-hmm. So we'll do gardening demos. We'll help schools with gardens. We'll do composting, zero waste stuff. We'll do cooking classes. So we've got, like, kids' table helping out with doing right. We can bring this farm and again it's like you said,
and you're taking it to schools, but you're not just taking it to schools, you're taking it to farmers markets as
farmers
well.
Markets will go to summer camps. So I was talking with someone the other night that said, hey, this would be great to take to a dinner party where we can go ahead and set it up with all the right food beforehand. We'll just do transplants and they can pick their food and then eat it right as part of the dinner party.
What I want to know is where do you Well, that's, you know, it's good. It's a movable feast is what they call it, right?
Yeah, and how you can't get any fresher than fresh from the garden.
Especially fresh from the garden truck.
Yeah.
Where do you park this thing at night?
In the sun. Well, actually, there's not sun. We park it on a hill right next to City Farm. So it's at Division and Clybourne, and which is nice because it's on the hill, so it can help with drainage.
Yeah.
And then I was actually thinking about it today as I was coming here. I was driving down the middle, trying to get the middle of the street so that I could get full sun.
That's just...
Which is sort of crazy.
Champ, that's goofy.
It's crazy to think about that, right?
It is.
But we can move this, like, I've just parked this here because I wanted to be away from the road for the noise. But you can see, like, we've got 100% shade.
Well, just right behind the bed here. But that's always a consideration, is where's the sun coming from?
Exactly, right? And that's the kind of stuff we can have conversations with.
We'll go around the other side of the truck here. How did you hook up with Seven Generations Ahead to do this?
Well, it made all the sense.
Look at this spinach here. Look at that. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. And while I'm talking, you can just taste a little bit of that, because some of that's ready to roll. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
We were doing a tasting yesterday. We were at the DIY.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get a little leaf here. Love spinach.
It's pretty good, huh?
That
tastes so good, yeah.
Throw it in the broccoli, or throw it in the pasta.
Strawberries seem to be languishing just a little bit.
How
long has this been planted?
A couple weeks. I mean, we started out the 22nd, so it was a couple days before that.
Yeah.
And we've been parking outside, cold nights, bunch of rain, and
tough.
Then now no rain.
Now, how does this drain? If you get rain...
Here we go.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I knew he had this.
And what's nice is, so we open the back of the truck up, and you can see where it's only 6-8 inches of soil, like the compost, and then down below, so we've got a pond liner that drains it. But then we've
There's a liner underneath this, and it goes permeates through that to the back, and then rolls out the back of the truck.
Right, and we've got compost tea that comes out the back of here, which is kind of cool.
Able to,
a little bit of it, because we can put some buckets under it. And again, we're parked on a little hill. I mean, I know there are not a lot of hills, but we don't need much of a slope. So it works. It works well.
So as long as you're on a hill, you can drain. But you need a little funnel to get the compost tea out.
Yep. You know what we're doing, because we're having a hard time on the highway. So we've got a little tarp that goes over it.
Yeah.
It's right over here. But we're going to put a greenhouse over it, a little hoop house. So the guys, Seneca Curran from We Farm America and Growing Home, he's going to go ahead and work with us on...
And, of course, you got to take it down when you're driving, because the hoop house will just...
Well, that's the thing we're going to do. We're going to do conduit, and we'll keep it nice and low. So it'll...
See what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of this is experimentation, which is kind of the way gardening is, right?
Right, exactly. The Earn As You Learn program. And the truck is operated on biodiesel.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Now, did you have it altered?
Nope, not at all. Because it is waste vegetable oil, but it's already been converted into biodiesel. And what's cool is kids...
But you didn't convert the truck.
No,
we didn't have to do it.
Yeah, we didn't have to do anything to the engine of the truck, which is awesome. Because the kids from Whitney Young High School, they, like a bunch of brilliant kids that were scientists that wanted to go ahead and do something good. So it started out as a science project.
Yeah.
They were knocking on doors along Taylor Street, the restaurants, and saying, hey, can we have your old vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil? And the restaurant said, of course, we have to pay to take this away to send it to the landfill.
Yeah.
So they go ahead and they convert it to biodiesel and give it to us. And what's really cool about it is, so in addition to not going to the landfill and reducing emissions by over 90%, they're going ahead and using like stuff they learned. Like one of the kids who's gotten 5 on all his AP classes at Whitney Young, he went ahead and he told me, he said, Tim, this is the first time I've ever actually used some of the stuff that I've learned in these classes for something that's practical outside of school. And what he didn't know is that in addition to doing something good, he was also learning, because they put together presentations, they went out for funding, they were going ahead and getting publicity on it, they were writing about it, so they were learning kind of like across the curriculum. And that's kind of when teachers say, well, we don't have time for this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, wait a second, you can teach reading, writing, math, just take a piece of food, like we're going to grow some potatoes in here. So you can go ahead and teach history. You can teach, you do a geography lesson. You can read about it. You can write about it. You can do experimentations about it. And then you can cook it and eat it. How good is that?
Now, I know you want to get out to various schools. You hope to reach about 100 schools before the end of the school year, I would think, or growing season, or both, or what?
Well, we're going to go through October, and what's nice about Chicago Public Schools these days is that they've got different schedules, so we've been contacted by like folks from the Schedule E program, where they run almost through the summer. So we'll be visiting schools in June, July, August, September, October, and we also want to do summer camps. We'll go wherever their kids they convene, and we can talk to them about food and do different projects and programming with them.
And how do people contact you?
Truckfarmchicago.org.
Which I have up on my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show. Tim, this is fabulous. And what are we missing here? You got it all. What's the egg carton there for?
We've got the egg carton, and we've also got like a couple other little pieces to sort of show. Not pieces. So we've got like a Stonyfield yogurt cup. Mm-hmm. We've got some newspaper, and this is just, you can make newspaper pots.
Oh,
as a matter of like 30 seconds.
Or egg
carton
pots?
Exactly.
I thought maybe you were teaching something about composting and recycling, but...
Well, that's part of the gig, and that's sort of... The bigger picture stuff is that a lot of kids, one, they're not engaged with nature and they don't understand how cool it is. And then as they get older, they hear about all the bad stuff that's going on. And the green movement's kind of about, hey, you know, use less of this and eat less bad food. And we're showing that, you know what, we can go ahead and learn from nature and go ahead and make some dough. So like one of our companies that helps
make some dough.
Well, have a career.
like
the carpet guys, Interface. Yeah. They're one of our sponsors. And 18 years ago, the founder Ray Anderson said, "Listen, we're doing bad. The better we do as a company, the worse we're doing for our kids."
Yeah.
So he said, "We're going to do everything. We're going to mimic nature. We're going to recycle all our waste. We're going to get rid of our pollution. We're going to favor local over far." And that's the same thing with – and by the way, the company's done great. And they're probably, of all the publicly held companies, they're doing more than anyone else.
All right. Well, here we are. This is it. This is the parking lot we're in the parking lot farm at WCPT, Chicago's Progressive Talk. This is Truck Farm Chicago. Tim Magner, of course, with – you're an author as well with Green Sugar Press.
Yeah.
And Seven Generations Ahead has helped you with this. And I want to thank you for coming down.
Thanks very much, Mike. Great being here.
Drive in the middle of the street in the sun, okay?
Yeah, full sun.
Full sun.
Yeah.
All right, we're going back at the studio here. I guess I'll just keep walking.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Be good.
You're listening to the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. I know Heather is sitting at the control board. I am walking back into the building, and I've got... Ernest with the camera behind me. How are we doing there? Are you still at the board, lady? You've got your mic turned on and everything. Do I turn this one on? Oh, here we go. Back in the driver's seat.
Feedback.
What's that?
I said, give me that before you get feedback.
All right. Woo! It's bright out there. Holy smoke. We're all set. Great job, crew. Thank you, Ernest. Thank you, Mr. Mike Sanders. Thank you, Heather Fry, for sitting at the big chair while we talked to Tim Magner out there. It's really cool that I'm sorry you didn't get to go out with us there, Heather, to see the...
I occupied my time. I did okay.
Yeah, well, what exactly were you doing
in here?
There's
a photo of it on Facebook.
Did you just take that?
Sure did.
That is hilarious.
You should broadcast in the parking lot more often, in my opinion.
If you're,
I'll tag you in it.
if you're following me on Facebook,
I'm tagging you.
Is that
you, right?
on the Mike Novak Show?
I can put it on the Mike Novak Show page.
That is one of the greatest pictures ever. You have got
Sanders, help me.
Really, Sanders? Now I can't even imagine how he would get involved in something like that.
It's already got a like.
Oh, it does. Boy, that happens fast, doesn't it?
It is amazing, isn't it? Before you'd have to wait for callers or, you know, you'd have something. It's instantaneous now. It's pretty rad.
Magner, I see
vegetables.
Yeah,
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm on my way out.
Oh, you're all good. Those look beautiful.
What are you leaving for us here?
Just some chives and some onions.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Cool? You want me to leave them here or you want me to put them?
Put them in the conference room there.
Perfect.
We don't want to get dirt all over the console here. Or maybe we do. I don't know. Cool. If you're not, coming up, Margaret Frisbee from Friends of the Chicago River. If you're not working on improving your garden soil, I got one word for you. Or if you are working on improving your garden soil, here is the word, burr. No, it's not cold in here. I'm talking about cotton burrs and back to nature cotton burr compost. Cotton burr compost is a great food source for beneficial soil organisms, those organisms that are making your plants healthy. So cotton burr compost feeds the organisms that feed your plants. Put a thin layer of cotton burr compost around your trees and shrubs. Roses in particular seem to thrive on it. However, any tree or shrub in distress is likely to respond to an application.
Of course, if it has emerald ash borer, that's another matter altogether. Here's another thing you're going to like. Cotton burr compost is prized for its ability to break up tight clay soils. It also improves moisture retention and fertility in sandy soils. And unlike wood and wood-based compost, will not tie up nutrients in the soil. Pick up a bag of Back to Nature cotton burr compost at your local independent lawn and garden dealer. You can find Back to Nature products at May Garden Center in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, Countryside Garden Center in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Paradigm Gardens in Lake Geneva, Illinois. Get back to the earth with Back to Nature.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
Let me tell you about Pearl Valley Eggs, an Illinois family-owned farm that does it right. Dave Thompson, the founder of Pearl Valley Eggs, got into the egg business years ago, almost by accident. He was a school teacher, and he wanted to show his students where chickens and our food comes from. The rest is history. I have visited the Pearl Valley Eggs farm, and it was fascinating to learn how they aerobically compost chicken manure and straw to create the organic Healthy Grow fertilizer that's spelled Healthy G-R-O fertilizer, and it's OMRI listed. Pearl Valley Eggs and Healthy Grow Fertilizer, sustainability in action. The chickens are raised on site, produce superior quality eggs, and then help create an organic fertilizer. You can't ask for more than that. Healthy Grow lawn and garden food is available at garden centers throughout the Chicago area, and please insist on Pearl Valley Eggs where you shop. In fact, I want you to do a comparison between Pearl Valley Eggs and the ones you're buying now. I think you'll be amazed by the quality of the Pearl Valley product. Food is essential to life. If you want a quality life, you need quality food for you and your garden. Learn more about it at healthygrow.com. They're a great sponsor of the Sustainable Food Fundamentals on the Mike Novak Show, coming up in just a little bit. Healthygrow.com.
Spending more time at home these days? Give yourself some room. Renovate your basement or attic. You'll increase your living space and your home's resale value, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687, for your remodeling needs, including additions, renovations, and other home improvements. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Do you feel like your yard has turned into a booby trap scene right out of Indiana Jones? Like you might accidentally fall into a hole and end up discovering the Holy Grail? Mulmax from Bonide can help bust burrowing creatures. Nicely, of course. Well, nicely for you, not for them. Mulmax is made from all natural ingredients and is an effective repellent against burrowing animals, from moles to voles, rabbits to skunks. And Mulmax is not harmful to animals or people. The dustless and biodegradable granules are safe for use around children, plants, and pets. Just apply 3 to 4 times a year to send nuisance animal pests away. Mulmax is available in 10-pound bags that cover 5,000 square feet, or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower or vegetable gardens. Mulmax is also available in a quart-sized, ready-to-spray liquid with a built-in hose and sprayer. Mulmax can be found at Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines, Illinois, Lurvy Garden Center in Des Plaines, Illinois, Graff Gardens in Worth, Illinois, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. dear me.
Only happy things come from, what is it, Sweden?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're all so happy.
And you know, sparkly clothes.
I have to admit that.
You boogalooed to this. You know you did.
No, I never did. Never an ABBA.
You had platform shoes and you never danced to ABBA?
Nope. Never did. I don't think. I probably did, but didn't know.
Here it comes.
Oh. There we go. And in honor of Mother's Day. Otherwise, I wouldn't have played this.
No. I wouldn't have let you play it if it wasn't Mother's Day.
All right, well, then we're done. That's it.
Certain things of the 70s Mike just wants to forget, and the rest he can't remember.
Something like that, yeah. Yikes. Okay, let us immediately switch gears, go to line one and bring in Margaret Frisbee, who is the executive director of Friends of the Chicago River. Margaret, great to have you on the program.
Mike, thanks for having me. What a beautiful day to join you.
Yeah. I was just, I don't know if you heard earlier, I was out in the parking lot with Truck Farm Chicago and looking at all the goodies that they've grown in the back of the truck. Tim Magner and friends from Seven Generations Ahead, it's really pretty cool. You guys, meaning the Friends of the Chicago River, have a lot, you're calling it Chicago River Week, aren't you?
Oh, it's great. We have a whole bunch of activities coming up this week, Mike. We have the Chicago River Summit on Friday, where we're talking about the relationship between climate change and the river. And on Saturday, we have Chicago River Day, which is our annual urban river cleanup. And this year, we're partnering a kind of a friendly competition with the Friends of the L.A. River. And we're hoping that tons of people will come out for River Day this year and join us. And join us as Facebook friends and help us beat L.A., who has a great group who's been cleaning up the L.A. River. And then on Sunday, we're opening up our Bridge House Museum for the season. So it's just really, it's a whole lot of, you know, hands-on policy stuff and really educational and outreach, fun and adventure for everybody.
Well, fun and adventure people, like, I'm not sure how hands-on policy stuff people are into, but they should be, because the Chicago River, of course, is an important resource. The question I have to ask, isn't the L.A. River paved over? I mean, how can you have a competition with the L.A. River?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Urban rivers, people misunderstand them. And the L.A. River, you know, it's really famous. It's in movies. It's paved over in parts. But also, there's a lot of wildness there. There's starting to be some aquatic creatures coming back. There's, you know, birds that are reliant upon it. And so, you know, it's a very different feel than maybe something out in the countryside. But just like the Chicago River, where downtown it's really built up, but up in the North Branch, you have a lot of wild areas and you know, not pristine, but certainly beautiful. And the L.A. River isn't that different.
One of the things, you can compete. We will compete with, as I wrote on my website, Second City versus the real Second City.
Right.
And I'm not going to say which one is which, okay? It depends on how you look at things. But one of the things going on, and I'm trying to find it now because I noticed that the Natural Resources Defense Council is getting involved in trying to clean up the Chicago River, and they're sort of tackling the Metropolitan Reclamation Board, Water Reclamation Board. What's the story on that, Margaret?
Well, I'll tell you, the Chicago River has improved dramatically over the years, as you know, Mike, but there are still some major problems with water quality, and we've been working for years on supporting the Illinois EPA's call for sewage disinfection, meaning that effluent coming out of the sewage treatment plants has bacterial sewage. But in addition to that, our river system still has an archaic legacy of pollution, which is that when it rains really hard, our sewer system gets overwhelmed, and raw sewage can go right into the river, and it kills fish, it's harmful to people, it's really bad. And what the project that's supposed to be fixing that is called the Tunnel and Reservoir Plan, sometimes known as Deep Tunnel.
Yeah.
And what the NRDC and other groups have done is they're suing the MWRD because they haven't finished Deep Tunnel. They've been working on it literally for decades, spent $3.2 billion, but it's not working, and we're still getting sewage in the river. So that's really what their case is about.
Well, and you've been having hearings on this now for, well, you've shattered all the records for how long hearings go on in Illinois regarding the treatment of the Chicago River, and still, from what I understand, MWRD is against it, and they seem to be the only group that is. I mean, EPA is in favor of disinfecting the river, and so are you, and so is NRDC and Sierra Club and pretty much everybody else. Why?
Oh, and, you know, Governor Quinn is in favor, Mayor Daley's in favor, Rahm Emanuel's come out on the record in favor, the Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, her office has supported this. I mean, this is something that is broadly supported, and in fact, it's the disinfection technology is something that's employed on almost every major city in the United States, and Milwaukee disinfects, Gary disinfects, Peoria disinfects, and so this isn't, we're not calling for anything that anybody else isn't doing. We're just saying, hey, we're late to get there, but let's do it now.
Yeah, but at this point, isn't it, it's almost become kind of a joke. It's silly that there is this one roadblock here going against the will of so many people and organizations, including, as you said, the governor and the EPA of Illinois. It just seems odd.
Well, you know, I guess what it is we're going through the formal process that the law of Illinois requires. And so where we've been holding hearings is before the Illinois Pollution Control Board. And basically the way that they function is that they're having a case and they're hearing all the evidence. And so the environmental groups is in support of the Illinois EPA, as well as the Attorney General's office, have all been supporting, showing evidence that says it's really necessary to disinfect the sewage effluent. And then the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, they've put forth witnesses who seem to think that it's not necessary. Frankly, I know I see kids out on that river, and I see people recreating and fishing all the time. And we know that, you know, the ancient Romans knew that sewage was bad for people. So whether it's raw sewage from a combined sewer or untreated bacterial effluent, it's got pathogens from human sewage in it, and we know that's bad for people.
Well, and I'm trying not to beat a dead horse here, but I'm trying to make a point also that, as you say, so many people have this idea that, you know, maybe we should have our wastewater treated, and it's done in all the other major cities in the country, right?
Yes.
So we're alone. We're standing alone in that. And their argument has pretty much been reduced to, well, originally it wasn't supposed to be a recreational kind of river, so there's no need to treat this.
Right.
Which is, again, just bizarre. Just bizarre.
Well, you know, if you tell me, as the mother of a child who might be recreating in that river, someone who came from a different country, lives in Chicago, doesn't know that the water quality is really questionable, or if I'm a fish swimming in the river, who cares who built it for what reason? I'm swimming there. I'm recreating there. I want to go canoeing. I'm eating the fish I catch. You know, we got to protect people, and we need to protect our natural resources because they're limited, and we know that, you know, we've not been so responsible in our past, but that doesn't mean we can't change it for the future.
Well, I'll get off of that now because it's enough of that, and I hope this gets resolved soon. And you know, kudos to NRDC for taking them to court and say, okay, let's get this resolved once and for all, you know?
There's a lot of tools, and we work through advocacy, and they're working through the legal system, and it takes everything. We need to work together, and, you know, there's all kinds of efforts going on, and we're excited, and we think that this year we're going to see some real changes in the water quality standards, so we're pretty excited.
That's Margaret Frisbee, who's the executive director of Friends of the Chicago River. Getting back to some of the events going on, as you said, on May 13th is the 7th annual Chicago River Summit, Systemic Solutions to Climate Change Impacts. That's a lot. It's a mouthful, and it's at the Merchandise Mart. $20 gets you in there, and what does it give you access to?
Well, it's a pretty interesting day. We have what we're talking about is really when people think about climate change, they think about this big global thing, and they don't really understand on a day-to-day basis what their lives, how they interact with climate. And so what we're talking about is with the Chicago River, the river itself is actually mitigating climate change. It's a cooling body, so it offsets the urban heat island effect and cools down the city. All the areas along the bank that are natural, actually, they sequester carbon. They also work to cool the city. So there's some real benefits to the river system being flowing through the heart of all these suburban and urban communities. In addition, the more that we restore and improve the river, we can also mitigate future impacts. And so, you know, people talk a lot about, oh, you know, we're going to get fiercer rains and, you know, more water, more flooding. Well, if you have native plant communities, if you have healthy ecosystems and landscapes along the river system, you can actually absorb that stormwater, and you can actually contribute to offsetting the problems affected by climate change. And so we're talking about that. So we've got some innovative speakers. We'll have the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Illinois, Sheila Simon. She chairs the Illinois River Coordinating Council. We have Kevin Schaefer, who is the head of the Sanitation District in Milwaukee, and they are really cutting edge. They do great stuff. They are really looking at their entire system as how it could, how we could control flooding, how we can use green BMPs to manage stormwater, how we, combine that with education, outreach, and habitat, and really looking at it from a big systemic picture as opposed to, isolating one problem from another. And so he'll be a great speaker. Then we also have Arnold Randall, who is the new head of the Cook County Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And they've actually done some really cutting-edge stuff with stormwater management ordinances. And so we're pretty excited about that. And then we've got partners from Center for Neighborhood Technology and in Environmental Law and Policy Center is going to be speaking as well. So it's a pretty packed agenda with really good content.
And I assume it goes all day long.
It goes from 9 to 1.
You're going to get that all in 4 hours?
In 4 hours. I'm telling you, it's jam-packed, but it's really good stuff.
It's like my radio show,
It's
just like jam stuff
right.
in
you
there.
You learn a lot. Yep. You learn a lot, and it's worth learning. Exactly. Just like your show.
I appreciate that. And then, of course, on May 14th, which is next Saturday, you've got the Chicago River Day and the Urban River Challenge. Go Chicago, beat L.A. And you can get involved with that. I've got the links on my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show. Also, the McCormick Bridge House and Chicago River Museum, also on May 14th. And you owe me a tour, by the way.
With pleasure. We'd be delighted.
I want to get up there. And it goes I didn't realize it was five stories tall.
Yeah, it's a great little museum. It's on the Michigan Avenue Bridge, now called the DuSable Bridge. It's a historic Chicago landmark, and it opened in 1920. And it really is a magical place. You walk through the door, and it's as if you've left Chicago and gone somewhere else. And on the first floor, you see the gear works, the whole functionality of the bridge, which is amazing. It's all based on this teeter-totter thing, so it really takes no energy to lift the bridge. Really fabulous. You go all the way upstairs to the top floor, and you have 360-degree views of the city, right at the spot of where Fort Dearborn was. So it's just an amazing, amazing location. Then in between, we tell the story of the river and how really the river changed as people's use of it changed. And so we polluted it and we straightened it and we reversed it and all kinds of things. But now people want to use the river again. And so the top floor, when you're looking at those beautiful views, you're seeing this improved river, you're seeing the Chicago Riverwalk, and you're learning about all the different wonderful things that have happened to the river and that we're all doing to the river to make it more wonderful. So it's a great little experience. And we'd love people to come. It's a open 6 months a year, and it's only $4, so it's a real bargain.
It's if you want to do something cool in Chicago, that this is the perfect thing. People go downtown and they want to do all these things, and they go to some of these goofy places that I'm not going to name names, but some of them are kitschy and so forth. Go to a real location. Go to the Bridge House on McCormick Bridge House in Chicago River Museum. Now, this is something that probably most of you have never done, and it's $4. Wow, bring the kids. And finally, the most exciting thing for me is the Fish Hotel returns to the Chicago Riverwalk. You say by May 18th, around that date, right?
That's right. It's weather dependent because we're towing the Fish Hotel from the South Branch where it spends the winter. And so we can't, if it's bad weather, we got to wait until a day that we can get out there with a boat. But the Fish Hotel is kind of a culmination of a lot of ideas. It's really talking about when you look at water quality standards, when you look at urban rivers, when you look at restoration, some people would say, in a downtown environment, how is that possible? What could you possibly do for wildlife? Well, you can build a fish hotel. And what you have is a floating wetland with are called fish cribs underneath that provide places for small fish to get away from big fish. The plants actually attract macroinvertebrates, which little fish can eat. And so you have something to eat, somewhere to go, somewhere to sleep, some shelter, some shade. And it really works. Fish love it. And it's a beautiful structure. It's a floating garden, so it looks nice on the Riverwalk. But it actually really serves a true function if you're a fish.
If you're a fish. And, of course, you worked with WRD Environmental and putting that together. They're a great sponsor on the show. And I think it's the coolest thing. And my motto, of course, is they check in and they check out.
That's right. We don't eat the fish. We let them stay there we and let them swim off and to be happy.
Hang
to
out.
Be happy somewhere else.
However, if they're there too long, we do encourage them to move along. All right, just
that's right. Yeah, you know, we've had some great stuff. There's milkweed is part of the plant palette, and we've hatched our own monarch butterflies there.
At the fish hotel. Oh, great.
Yeah, at the fish hotel. And we had a muskrat one summer who kept eating the plants. And we were torn between, you know, we have to replace the plants, but we were so excited to have a muskrat downtown. That really shows you that the river is improving and lots of things are possible.
Heather is, you know, this is what Heather does when we're on the air. As you're talking, she finds the incredible Mr. Limpet on YouTube, and she thinks we ought to be doing, wait.
'Cause fishes have a better life than people.
They don't have all the hair aside.
The incredible Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
The highlight of his career, the incredible Mr. Limpet.
Maybe we could blast that out over the river at the fish hotel this summer.
I think we should. All right. Well, listen, if you want to take advantage of all these great activities on and around the Chicago River, you can go to my website, mikenovak.net, go to this week's show, or you can just go to your website at Friends of the Chicago River, which is?
ChicagoRiver.org.
And that's very simple. So
that's right.
And I appreciate having you here, Margaret, and keep in touch. We will be talking more about a lot of these issues.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping for big things this year, Mike, so we'll keep talking.
All
so
right.
Thanks very much for having me.
And happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. You too.
All
take
right.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. With money tight, you're going to hear landscapers say, "Don't worry, I do tree care." And when they say that, here's what you ask them. Are you a trained, educated, and certified tree professional? Because that's what you'll get with the Care of Trees. They are trained in up-to-date technologies and techniques. Oh, you heard Sean Kingzett earlier on the program today. And they use safe work practices. They follow the most progressive standards and guidelines for tree care work. And they are also bonded and insured to protect you and their workers. Can you say that about Joe the landscaper? With 9 locations, the Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, or you're moving, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220, 847-394-4220, the Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green safe for your kids and pets. Start by raising the mowing height of your lawn, if you haven't done so already. Taller grass is better able to compete with the weeds. Mow often, removing only 1/3 of the total height, and leave the clippings on the lawn. Consider using a push or electric mower. It's good for the waistline and the environment. Further improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems with proper fertilization. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn your lawn, even in hot, dry weather. Plus, you don't need to water it in. And the non-staining iron helps maintain the deep green color even in the heat of summer. So join the professionals and home gardeners who've trusted Milorganite for over 80 years. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
That's my buddy Melinda Myers up from Milwaukee, Milwaukatoonie way, for Milorganite. There's another buddy of mine, and that's Wally Schmidtke over at Pesci's, and if you want to learn about all things organic, stop into Pesci's next week for their spring seminars on May 14th, Saturday at 9 a.m. It is Dr. Wally himself teaching you about his organic techniques, and believe me, that guy knows a lot. He'll be doing a question and answer afterwards. At 11 a.m. on the same day, Dr. Earth's Lisa Grant will be discussing the benefits of Dr. Earth products. Then, on Sunday, May 15th, a week from today, they're back again. At 9 a.m., Dr. Wally talks about organic vegetable gardening. He's going to get specific on you. And at 11 a.m., Lisa Grant answers questions about Dr. Earth, Pesci's best-selling line of organic products. While you're there, pick up some annuals, perennials, fruit trees or shrubs, seeds and starting supplies, wildlife and animal products, and, of course, vegetables. All of their veggies are free of sprays and fertilizers. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. Visit them online at Pesci's.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality. In just 60 seconds, have we got Ms.
Yes,
Aker?
We got Kirsten, but we were just tweeted by Cope Dog saying, no joke, the incredible Mr. Limpet starring Johnny Depp on the horizon, and IMDb says it's in production for 2013. A remake of the incredible Mr. Limpet. You heard it right here first, folks.
What happened to my bell?
I don't know. That was good. There it is. There, there. I was like, the poor thing. It sounds sad.
Okay. Well, we hope that the new version of The Incredible Mr. Limpet doesn't do for Johnny Depp what it did for Don Knotts.
I have an overwhelming feeling Johnny will be okay.
Also, you you were laughing here a little bit because somebody's been posting some weird stuff. Of course, Heather posted the photo of her sitting at the control board while I was out in the parking lot.
Feet up, drinking my coffee.
Yes. But did I see some weird alien Mother's Day
yes,
thing?
Yes, that was apparently a neighbor of yours. Hang on a moment.
A neighbor of mine?
Hold on. I should log back in. There it is. Kathleen took this photograph coming home from yoga class.
Oh, my goodness.
And that her is... quote is, our part of the city goes more for flair than taste.
And is that on my Facebook page?
I can put it there.
Yeah, put it there.
Okay.
Why not? if we're going to talk
coming
about
right
it,
up right now.
We got to put it there.
That's a dress, an alien, an umbrella, and I think some solar-powered tulips.
Yeah.
And a plastered doggy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are deer and rabbits laughing at you behind your back? Well, they do for me, but that's another matter. Do they treat your yard as an all-you-can-eat buffet? Why haven't you tried Bob-X products? They're environmentally safe and harmless to wildlife, animals, and pets. Well, humans and pets, and animals, which are pets. And they're made from all natural and recycled ingredients. Bob-X repels critters using both the odor and taste of meat meal, fish oil, putrescent eggs, garlic, and other naturally occurring ingredients. Bob-X doesn't wash off in the rain or from irrigation, and it's effective in all four seasons. So take back your yard. You need to eat too, right? Don't look for Bob-X products in a box store. Look for them in a Bob-X store, meaning your local independent garden center. If you don't see Bob-X at your favorite garden center, you can call Bob-X, and they'll check it out for you. You can find Bob-X products at the Fields Nursery in Joliet, Illinois, Perennial Artistry in Lake Barrington, Illinois, Sid's Greenhouse in Bolingbrook, Illinois. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bob-X.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Sustainable Food Fundamentals is sponsored in part by Pearl Valley Eggs. Support an Illinois family farm that does it right. Insist on Pearl Valley Eggs where you shop.
Heather's arguing with me about the right Louis Jordan song.
I am a Louis Jordan junkie. He was a staple of my childhood, and since Pearl Valley Organics is known for their eggs, I think there's a superior Louis Jordan song, I'm going to find for you right now.
Okay, you will find that. And meanwhile, we will go to line one and bring in Kirsten Aker. How you doing, Kirsten?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
I know you are a mom.
Yeah, my kids are here at the greenhouse right now helping me water.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
So how are your plants looking? Of course, Kirsten is the floriculturist for Kilbourne Park. You have an organic greenhouse there. How many greenhouses in the city? First of all, how many greenhouses are there that are supported by the city, like in the Park District?
Yes.
And how many are organic?
Well, this is the only one. We have only, the Park District has four greenhouses that are still, I guess, still standing. And there's the Lincoln Park Conservatory and the Garfield Park Conservatory, which everybody knows and are gorgeous. And then we have Kilbourne Park. This is one of the smaller greenhouses and one of the few that was not torn down. And then there's one in Marquette Park, but it's basically not operational. So it's a very, very special space. And 15 years ago, they decided to create an educational center with this greenhouse and make it organic.
That's so forward thinking. Yeah. It's hard to imagine that it happened. I mean, we first of all, tearing down all the greenhouses in the city just seems sad.
It does.
But I'm glad this one is, and I love the area. Kilbourne Park's a great place. And how long have you been working there now, Kirsten?
It's now my fifth year, which is stunning. It's actually really, really satisfying to be here 5 years and see the space develop so much. It's very satisfying.
And by the way, I've got all the information up on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show, and you'll have the link to the Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse and to the event, which is next Saturday and Sunday. Tell me what you're selling.
Oh, well, I would say Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse, we're all about food. So this is a plant sale that if you're interested in looking for really unusual heirloom open-pollinated tomatoes and peppers, we actually have 50 varieties of tomatoes that we're selling and 30 varieties of peppers, pretty much evenly split, 15 sweet and 15 hot. So it's just, you know, we have an enormous quantity of black cherry tomatoes, sun gold tomatoes, these really cute little dwarf red robin tomatoes, King of the North sweet peppers. It's just super fun because we have we can grow more and unusual varieties of tomatoes, and I think that's what a lot of people come here for, is the food.
Well, so what makes this different? I mean, obviously having a greenhouse really, really helps. So you're able to get stuff started early and protect it because it's all organic. People know that they're going to come there and you haven't used any chemicals on it. And it's you're unique in the city, I would think.
Well, what I think is special about this is there's a couple things. And one of them is the community that is built around this plant sale. This is, I'm the only staff person here that is working with the educational programs, and I work with this team of volunteers that are college students. I had DePaul students yesterday, a big team of them. It's a lot of University of Illinois Master Gardeners, a lot of high school students from local Shores, and it's just a community of people from all ages, and we're doing this because this plant sale supports the educational program we do 10 months of the year, and we at this greenhouse are really engaged in connecting, I've always said connecting kids to nature and healthy food, and I'm actually broadening, we're connecting families and people to nature and healthy foods, and I feel like this plant sale, it allows us to do all of our wonderful work throughout the year. The other thing that I find really special about ours, and we want to get certified organic. We're not certified. So we have to call it the plant sale, not an organic plant sale, because we're not certified. We are looking at doing that in the future.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll go back to my my post. I called it the organic plant sale.
We used to be able to do that. We don't want to say that anymore until we get our certification.
Can I call you the Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's our grandfathered name. We've been doing it since 1995. So that's our name. But what makes us special is everything we're doing in our care for our plants is organically. It's all of the organic methods. And one thing that I find really special and what I made a little leap in is when I first started 5 years ago, I found the best certified organic soil I could find, which was in Vermont. And it, like, hurt me. But I was like, we have no certified organic potting soil in our area that people knew of.
And let me stop you for a second. Really, in terms of soil, there's no such thing as organic certified. I mean, you can get OMRI listed, but the soil, you know, whereas
have to be careful with that because a lot of things will say organic. Well, anything that's decomposed matter is organic,
right?
But there are starting to certify, and we are very lucky in our region to have a certified organic compost in our area. And what I did is I took some organic potting soil from a regional and a sustainable agriculture region in Wisconsin that's really, really big, and it's called Cosmo. And Lake Street Landscaping, our local landscaper, and they provide a lot of different materials, made me a mix with that mix and with the local certified organic compost, which is Organimix, and then put some composted bark in there. And what I feel is special is we're trying to reduce the amount of peat in our mix, which is, you know, usually most potting mixes are peat, but this is really kind of, you know, this takes thousands and thousands of years to produce. So we wanted to reduce that. And then we mixed it in with some of our regional compost. So this soil is regional, and it makes me very exciting because this was not possible even a few years ago. So to me, I'm really excited to be able to work with Lake Street and create this really special soil, and we're going to keep tweaking it and make it even better.
They're great. Lake Street Landscape Supply, Mark Moxley and Andrew Clausen, you can get the best stuff there. I recommend them all the time. And they work with Ted Kruger at, what is it, Midwest Organics?
Yeah, that's it. And, I mean, he's like, I always say, I just, you know, he's someone who's really committed to compost. And if you're really committed, you know, it has a diversity of materials into it. And that's what I'm looking for, compost. It has food scraps. And so I'm excited because a lot of the plants people are taking home, they're going to be taking home perhaps a worm. I had a volunteer at the Green and Growing Fair. We were selling some broccoli, and she said it was so exciting because when I planted them, 3 out of the 4 plants had worms in them. So it's like I think of it as like jump starting, you know?
Yeah.
This is like full of really great organisms that are going to feed your plants.
Okay, well, it's next week, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes.
Both days.
And one of the big thing about our sale, unfortunately, is the requirement for cash only. The Park District does not accept checks or credit cards, so it is a cash-only sale.
Right.
But we do make our plants affordable. It's between $2 to $4.
Yeah,
really,
it's ridiculously cheap. So take advantage of it. Stop by. Bring your own flats. You can take them out. We don't want to put more plastic in the system.
Just to let you know, we even have two of CSAs from our area are donating boxes. So
great.
We won't have to use any of our flats. We'll have boxes for people to take, too.
Kirsten Aker from the annual Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse Plant Sale. Good luck next week. I'm going to try to get over there myself.
And thank you. And the plants are looking awesome and loving the sun.
All right, great. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. It's spring planting time. SZ is extending their sale on seed geraniums, an annual favorite that's sure to give bright color all summer long through May 14th. Save big on seed geraniums in a 3.5-inch pot. 3 for just $5. SZ also has 2 smoking deals to excite your landscape. They have 3 varieties of Japanese maples, just $39 for the number 2 pot size, and 36-inch Emerald Green Arborvitae are 5 for $90. To garden in style, check out SZ's new Laura Ashley Gardens line. This week, they're featuring stylish garden boots and garden tool sets, each $10 off with the in-store savings coupon. SZ's Chicagoland's premier garden centers, nursery, and florist are located in Palos Hills and Southwest Highway in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. SZ's can help make your beautiful garden come alive. And remember, the early bird gets the deal every Saturday now through June 18th at SZ's. Just arrive between 7 a.m. and 8:45 a.m. and save $10 off your purchase of $30 or more with the coupon you'll get from SZ's early bird greeter.
Tired of spending a lot of time watering your plants to keep them looking their best? Have you heard about Soil Moist? Help your plants survive the stressful heat of the summer with Soil Moist. Mixing Soil Moist's water-absorbing crystals in the soil as you plant can reduce watering frequency by 50%, and that's good for the planet. Soil Moist granules hold over 200 times their weight in water and release it back to the plant as it needs it. Soil Moist is ideal for patio planters and hanging baskets that dry out quickly. Safe and garden-friendly, Soil Moist can be used indoors and out for all of your planting needs. Vegetable gardens, too. The secret of professional growers, Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available in granules, self-watering mats, and plant packs, and is available at leading garden centers. Soil Moist is now available with mycorrhizae. It increases plant growth and establishment with fewer plant waterings.
Who is that guy? He should be in radio. Looking to give mother a boost of your flowers, trees, shrubs, or vegetables? Bring in Dr. Earth's probiotic Motherland All-Purpose Planting Mix. The blend is chock full of organic ingredients like forest humus and aloe vera and yucca extracts. Motherland Planting Mix is excellent for raised beds. It's a perfect protective cover for seeds. It will improve soil drainage in clay soils. And when used as a mulch, it will lock in moisture and control those weeds. Doctor your earth with Dr. Earth. 35 million satisfied customers can't be wrong. Visit DrEarth.com to find a dealer near you. And, of course, I missed this.
Bees and corn.
Sustainable Food Fundamentals is brought to you in part by Healthy Grow Lawn and Garden Food, part of the Pearl Valley Organics family. Learn more at healthygrow.com.
Okay, we've done it all. We're landing the ship. Happy Mother's Day, Heather.
Thanks, Mike. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
And, of course, we always say go green or
go home.
Yeah. We'll talk about Illinois Extension next week.